Jesus said, "Blessed are the persecuted," and they are suffering big time right now. This is Bible League International, and 19-year-old Aria was beaten by her own father and violated by local authorities. You know what her crime was? Simply that she gave her life to Jesus Christ after leaving radical Islam. They need Bibles in order to endure and persevere. And that's why Truth Network and Bible League are teamed up to send God's Word to 3,500 persecuted believers around the world at $5 a Bible. $100 sends 20. Call 800-YES-WORD, 800-YES-WORD. Word 800 yes word or give at truthnetwork.com.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
You know, the revelation that you have, by the way, that's what we're talking about tonight, the revelation that you have, it's really the epistle that people know about you. It's how you are known, the revelation that you have. And I've titled tonight's message, "You Are the Best Example of Your Revelation." You are the best example of your revelation, or your revelation is your epistle. It's how you are known. It's what you are about. It's your download from the Lord. It's your revelation from Him. It's important. It's important because it is such a integral part of the overall picture of what's going on in whatever environment you're in, whether it's locally or if you're thinking beyond that, like a national community or a global community. Your revelation is critical to the way that you live your life, because it's the voice on the inside of you speaking certain things. Not everybody hears the same things that I hear. They don't hear the same things that you hear, because it's my revelation. It's your revelation. It's the download that we have from the Lord. That's why you are the manifestation of, I mean, think about that. You have a revelation from God, and you're the manifestation of that revelation. In the earth, God has breathed the revelation and put it in the heart of his son or his daughter, you, me, and then we manifest that revelation. So we are the manifestation of the revelation that we have. In that revelation is built in vision, faith, and many things. But tonight I just want to focus on the revelation, because it speaks volumes to the way that we live and the way that we manifest the expression of that revelation. The Holy Spirit is the revealer of the revelation to you. He's the one. God is the one who gives the impartation. He's the one who gives the download, the revelation. The Holy Spirit reveals it to you so that you can understand it, interpret it, know the guidelines, sort of the side rails, the hills and the valleys. So you are demonstrating a revelation that came from God. The revealer of that revelation is God's Holy Spirit. You are the demonstrator and really the steward of the revelation, as the Spirit of God demonstrates the revelation through you. Therefore, you could say that you and the Holy Spirit together are demonstrating something that has been entrusted on the inside of you. This includes your gift, it includes your calling, but it's really the way you see things. It's the lens through which you see. And that's why not everyone will see even the same thing the same way. It's a different lens. And that's really important. Again, the revelation that you steward is being revealed to you by the Holy Spirit, and He leads you in the demonstration of that revelation in an outward way, outwardly to those around you. And this explains, this is the setup and the framework and the context for which the enemy will come to fight against the revelation that you have and to crush you, to crush the revelation. And in that process, you must be crushed. The opposition to the individual believer who is the most basic ingredient in the church, the individual believer is the basic unit. The family of the believers is the basic group unit of the church as it is expressed outwardly. So the enemy of the church and the Lord of the church comes to take that revelation and to crush you in the process. So tonight our focus is looking at why and what and how you can guard against this process. Because if you notice those around you, I've noticed family, friends, community, there is a battle to silence the church, to quench the Spirit of God, to stop the forward movement of any kind of godly expression. And the thief that is coming in that process comes for the revelation that you have, the download, the individual download that you have. So you are the best example of your revelation because you know it so well. And the enemy comes to, well, the word says he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's coming to steal your revelation. And the most obvious question would be, how are you guarding against that? Are you yielding over that revelation? Are you guarding against it? Are you protecting it? Because remember, God doesn't abort dreams. He doesn't abort revelations, and He doesn't abort the dreams that are in your heart that He put in your heart. Let me say that again. God is not the one who aborts the dream in your heart. He put it there in response to your heart cry. Why would He abort it? He does not abort dreams. And your destiny, which is the end, which is the objective, the whole idea, the destiny over your life means literally God's plan for you. So why would He circumvent, delay, or work counter to your destiny when it's really His plan for you? It's destined. You are destined in certain ways. It's your destiny. So you don't have to feel like it's up to you completely to preserve and protect your destiny like you could lose it. You're not going to lose it. It's God's idea. It's His plan. He is watching over it to fulfill it. So don't think that in the enemy's work to crush you and to steal your revelation that God has come to abort your dream, or that He is not mindful of your destiny, all of that was His idea. But rather, I would point you in this direction. When that crushing is taking place And admittedly, you know, doubts follow questions. I mean, just the weariness over time of being crushed under the weight of the enemy's oppression to take that revelation from you. Another way to say revelation is dream. But in essence, it is the revelation that God gave to you. It was a revelation that caused you to dream, really. And like Joseph, like in the life of Joseph, we find this in Psalm 105, verses 17 through 19. When there's a prophetic word over your life, it will test you, prove you, work into you that word, that revelation, until the time for its fulfillment, until the time that it fully matures, until the right timing of the Lord. And honestly, that can be a short period of time or a prolonged period of time. Other things may intervene, may come in the mix, some of them legitimate. I mean, life is life. And we have families. And we have commitments that we have to keep. It doesn't make it any easier when the dream that is burning in your heart based on the revelation God has given you is being squelched or delayed or seemingly so. I would say it's not being either of those, not any of that, because see, God is the author. And if he's the author, he's the finisher, right? The word says he's the Alpha, he's the Omega. So if he put it there, he plans to complete it. And in the meantime, you and I will be shaped by that outworking. But you got to keep this straight. You got to keep this straight. It's not encouraging to anyone when we, as prophetic voices, as believers who have the prophet Jesus living on the inside of us, when we start to waver in our conviction or in our confidence that the revelation God gave us really exists, that we ever heard him at all to begin with. That doesn't help you, and it doesn't edify anyone else. So just know that if there is an opposition, if there is an adversary, if there is a crushing that's taking place in your life right now, past, present, future, God is not doing the crushing. The word over you is testing, is proving, is testing. Is proving.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclear trumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.